stars from Hollywood and from all over the world to entertain you on a giant screen with a few colorful motion pictures you've been hearing about and reading
about. It's showtime, folks. Enjoy the show.
We're delighted to have you with us.
The Drive-In Theater.
You'll find something to please you to add to your evening's enjoyment.
It's pleased to bring you our Fifi feature presentation.
Good evening, everybody. What's going on? It is 8 o'clock. It is another Monday night. You are tuned in right here to the Drive-In Speaker Box podcast. Your source for what we think about movies, I guess, is the deal here. I'm your host, Bo, the boom operator.
I'm Slick Doggy the Grip.
And we are here. We're going to be here with you for like about an hour-ish, and we're going to talk to you about the things we always talk to you about because we've been doing this longer than any pop movie podcast you probably ever heard of. That's true.
Just so long.
So long. Some of our, we've been in our Twitch pre-show, which starts about a half hour earlier than this recording does. You can get on there over on Twitch. Just search for the Drive-In Speaker Box. You don't even have to subscribe, but it is nice if you do. But we've been talking about all kinds of stuff. We got a challenge that, like, we're so close to accomplishing this challenge. But one of the things that a couple of our viewers were doing is they've been listening to old episodes of our show from, like, 2012 and 2013, and how it's interesting because some of the stuff we talked about now, like, you know, this is probably going to happen, has totally happened, and it's just interesting to hear how it's evolved. But anyway, that's who we are. That's what we do. Tonight we're going to be talking about The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. We both saw this movie independently from each other. We have not discussed this movie at all with each other yet. We do that live for you guys. We think it's more fun that way. And did you see anything else?
That was it. We did get the Sasquatch Poo Poo Pee Pee movie
Sasquatch
at our
summer
theaters. Yeah, Sasquatch Sunset.
Sunset, yeah. Sasquatch Summer Camp.
Yeah, we got that at our theaters, and I did not get to watch it this weekend, but I do want to try to go see it because Same. It just sounds weird as hell, and, you know.
And those movies, weird as hell
that
movies
can be
are fun.
Jesse Eisenberg dressed like a Sasquatch.
I'm here for it.
Pooping.
So yeah, we've got that. We always tell you what comes out this weekend. We tell you box office reports. We tell you all the stuff. I've been watching Three Body Problem as well on Netflix.
I watched the first the episodes that are out of Under the Bridge or whatever.
I thought you were gonna say Shogun, and I was about to be so proud of you.
No. Watched Under the Bridge on Hulu. That
like the
true crime,
the Chili Peppers song.
No, like the No, it's like about the real life murder of a Canadian teenager that was bullied and drowned, and six kids get convicted of it. So.
That Red Hot Chili Peppers album sounds like a more fun listen.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Blood Sugar Sex Magik is a great album. I don't like Anthony Kiedis today, Flea today, other people in Red Hot Chili Peppers today, maybe not so much. But Blood Sugar Sex Magik. Under the Bridge was a good song.
Flea was Nails, man.
He was Nails. And Anthony Kiedis and Flea have both been in a lot of movies. Like, Anthony Kiedis was in Point Break.
Yeah.
And I think...
Is he the one that tries to shove Johnny's face into the lawnmower?
No, I don't think he had the strength.
He was
But
just
he was
in the
truck and in the house and, like, running with his hair. California!
And he gets, and, like, dunk!
Yeah, he gets... Yeah. Like, and who throws the dog... At Johnny Utah, they're like running. Was it like Patrick Swayze like picks up that pit bull and like throws it at
when he's running with the Nixon mask on?
Yeah, and just throws
that might have been it.
Or was it Nick Nolte that got the dog thrown at him?
No, not Nick Nolte. It was Gary Busey.
Gary Busey, the other crazy one.
But no, yeah. I think it was totally Johnny.
Johnny,
yeah, Flea was the tattoo artist and son-in-law. You pick it. I stick it. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And speaking of picking, I'm tongue-tied because of this Red Stripe. It's delicious Jamaican lager beer. There is a channel challenge going on our Twitch right now. That we, it's 15,000 channel points. We are only 550 away from the goal. You guys get to pick some like a movie for us to watch and review. We have to watch it again if we've already seen it and if it's been a really long time. But only 550 more points to go over there. So
and now it shows 530.
Whoa. So someone donated 20 whole big ones. Thanks for that. But that's part of the fun of Twitch. So if you're over there sitting on YouTube, or if you're over there sitting on Facebook and you're just like, what are they talking about? That sounds fun. Hit us up on Twitch. It is a good time. So, okay, well, let's talk about some news, man. Let's talk about what has happened this week. It has been a week. I saw that you were writing a bunch of stuff down on your on your news page. So go ahead and jump off.
There really wasn't that much, but we did get some trailers. We got some new trailers. What, just today or yesterday, the new Deadpool trailer was released where you actually get to see Wolverine doing the Wolverine Shink thing.
Bub.
Yeah. So, you know, that's there if you're wanting to still do the Marvel thing. If Hugh Jackman's enough to bring you back in there. So, Ricerone, big fan of the Deadpool trailer there.
Over on Twitch, yeah.
I mean, it was... I like the costume.
It's cool to see Wolverine in the Wolverine costume. I will say that.
There's still no mask, though. He's walking around without a mask. So
yeah. Well, sometimes he'd have it. Is it at least dangling off the back of his suit?
I don't know. Maybe that's going to be like watch it in the movies. And Chris Hemsworth is confirmed to have a Thor cameo in it. But this is like a failed Wolverine that like couldn't save his universe or something. Mm. So it's a whole different Wolverine.
Kind of like Fat Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're doing that whole ministry, whatever, time force thing from the Loki TV show that I don't know anything about. But yeah, I mean, me 20 years ago would have been so stoked about this. Me today... I'm going to watch it, but...
Oh, Beelzebub over on Twitch, he says, I thought Wolverine's OG costume was supposed to be doo-doo brown. So I think the costume, this is the most iconic.
Wolverine's original costume was bright yellow when he fought the Hulk. And he had the little whiskers and all that. Like the brown and tan and red and all that, that was like... in the early 90s or whatever, and it was for a short run, that one became like one that they put out because it was a Jim Lee art and everything Jim Lee was like a big deal. Yeah, but no, the yellow and black is like the Wolverine. Like, that's the Wolverine costume.
Ricerone on Twitch says, it was the condition of him reprising the role because he was happy with the ending in Logan, so not to undervalue that ending, they had to do a multiverse version. Which
I mean, they're going to do multiverse anyhow because Deadpool, they're bringing the Fox and the Disney stuff together. That's the whole point of this, is to bring all of the Disney properties into
You know, I think I've said it on another episode. I don't like a lot of the Marvel movies. I don't like all this comic book movie bullshit that we're having to kind of endure. But I feel like any like multiverse or tie-in or having to figure out how to shoehorn some of the stuff in, Deadpool is like the perfect character to do it because he's one of the few characters that
third wall break.
Yeah, breaks the third and fourth wall. He addresses in the comics often the reader, and it feels like that is the only character that could really do it. So I do have to tip my hat a little bit for them like having the, I don't know, forethought to find the right character for the job. But
well,
Deadpool and Wolverine have a history in the comics. Yeah, you know, so it
Velvet Santa brings up something cool. Is that they should do the amalgam universe? They should just put aside the differences between studios and comics and do a DC Marvel combo crossover amalgam universe. I would watch a Darkclaw movie. That would be the coolest. Or Lobo the Duck. That give the people what they want. You know, give me the Lobo the Duck movie that I've needed.
He's been begging for his whole life.
Yeah.
You know you'd hate it no matter what it was. You'd
be like,
if it wasn't exactly...
How could you hate Lobo the Duck?
Well, because it wouldn't be the version that you have already decided in your head of what it needs to be. You'd be like, oh, they mess. The other's not comic accurate.
Yeah, how did they stray from the two-issue source material?
Exactly. Yeah. I could see you doing that.
Yeah, dude, I have all the Amalgam comics somewhere. Real cool dude right here. The other thing super interesting is that there was an all AI rom-com trailer released by TCL. You know those really, really cheap TVs that you can get at Walmart? Yeah, so they have made
a streaming
their,
network now.
Yep, TCL TV Plus.
What's the one? Was it Vudu that Walmart bought, and it was supposed to be like a Walmart platform that you could buy
VOD
from, and then they're like, well, now it's a streaming service, and now we don't even know what to do because we bought it.
Yep.
Okay.
Totally Vudu. Because used to, you'd buy stuff at Walmart or any DVDs you bought, it was like, get this movie for free on Vudu when you buy the physical copy.
I remember that now.
Yeah, but TCL released a all AI trailer for their all AI rom-com movie, and it's just like any of those YouTube videos or Facebook reels and stuff that you see with all the AI voices and stuff, and it looks dumb. You know, it's like a Scanner Darkly, but like not good.
What is that movie? I'm trying to remember the Jesus, and it's called movie number blank. I can't remember what the number
23?
Is. 23. Is it movie 23 with where, the Hugh Jackman?
Hugh
balls?
Jackman has a nutsack.
Yeah. So is it gonna be like? Because I feel like that's what an AI generated movie would
no,
be.
No, that was just a new take on Kentucky Fried Movie.
Yeah, I mean it would just an anthology comedy bit
right.
movie.
Right.
Yeah, Velvet Santa says Hurricane Heist had a Vudu code that expired in 2019.
Damn.
That's a bummer.
Damn it. Yeah. Show yourselves, Vudu code.
Such a good movie. Hurricane Heist
is a good movie. But you should watch the trailer for Next Stop Paris. It's ridiculous that that's a thing, especially after all the writer strike and all that, where they were like, keep AI and all this out of our movies. And then China's over here being like, here's a full-blown movie, all movie, all AI. Watch
all
it.
The time.
Yeah, watch it on our Chinese TV. Which, did you see that it was passed? The House said that they're down to ban TikTok if they don't sell to a U.S.-based company. So any of you that use TikTok, your time might be running out. Also, something that seems like an AI-written movie, Hitman trailer. Did you see this? This, like, Netflix movie?
Like, the video game Hitman?
No. Because
that's already been a movie, and it sucks.
No, the one with your one of your favorite up-and-comers.
I've not seen this.
It's old dude from Anyone But You, and...
What's it called?
It's called Hitman.
Like, not the Timothy Oliphant movie.
No.
This is a new one.
Yeah, that right there.
A Netflix movie.
Yeah,
oh, of course. Oh, it's directed by Richard Linklater. Yep. I like him.
So it's like about like this total nerd dude who's like
a cop.
I don't
like Glenn Powell, though.
He's like a cop, and he takes on all these different personas so that he can pose as a hitman and arrest the people that try to hire killers.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Richard Linklater. Not a big Glenn Powell fan. He just looks like a lot of people that I just don't like that guy, like beady-eyed, square-jawed, like everyman handsome, kind of douchey looking. I just don't like his look. I don't like his face. He was and he was cast to have a douchey looking face in Top Gun and the Expendables. Like he's the guy.
Was he
Thorn in Expendables 3. I don't know. He's just one of those dudes that has a face that, you know, that guy probably gave a lot of wedgies to people that didn't deserve them in high school.
But he's
school.
Also like an actor. So it's like, how do you get into acting when you're that person?
But you get cast. They're like, hey, you know what? You look like an asshole, and we need somebody that plays an asshole. And
like
the movie.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Ray Liotta built a career off like, yo, man, this guy plays an amazing asshole. And get in here. Or it's like, you know, what was the dude?
That guy you don't like.
Not John Hurt, but the guy that was, he's bald and angry and usually like an angry general in every single movie. You know what I'm talking about. And
he looks like John Hurt?
No, I was just thinking John Hurt. God, I'm just so bad at picking out names. He's kind of bald, and he just always, he's since he was like 10, he has looked like this angry just guy. Anyway, this is a bad reference. I'm sorry, guys. I'm the terrible show host, like, now. Oh, I'll think of it. You tell me some more news, and I'm going to think of it.
What else, man? We got... Sony is waiting in the wings to try and buy
Paramount. Ed Harris.
Oh.
Yeah, he's always that guy. Ed Harris is always that fucking asshole.
Not in the water movie.
In everything. He's a jerk. No, he's like an angry jerk.
What's the movie where he gets the water so that he can breathe the water, and then there's the aliens, and it was James Cameron. And the
Abyss?
Yeah, in The Abyss, he's a cool dude.
But still, he's a jerk. He's like a hard-ass dude that you're like, I respect this.
No, he's not a jerk in The Abyss. But he plays like a...
A hard-ass. He always plays a hard-ass. Like, never a soft-ass. Never, like, even a medium-ass. It's like hard-ass.
He's really cool in National Treasure 2.
And he's a hard-ass.
Yeah, and then but he's the villain, but then he flips at the end, you know?
Yeah, was that the second one?
Yeah.
Book of Secrets. Yeah, dude.
Like, two, the second one.
Part two. Did they? Oh, they didn't get to National Treasure 3, which would have been a jetpack.
Damn it. Right. Yeah, the Founding Fathers.
So close.
Jetpack. That's the real National Treasure.
No, it was like, that was the secret to all of Benjamin Franklin's, like, kite lightning research, was just, like, the invention of the world's first jetpack. And that's National Treasure 3. It's, like, Benjamin Franklin's jetpack. Or like the war between Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla ended in, like, Thomas Edison making the United States' his, like, first jetpack.
I was about to say, if Ben Franklin invented it or something, it would end up being something, like, sex-related for him, like, bagging old ladies and stuff.
Just like a turkey fleshlight.
Oh, my God. Stepping away from that, but things like... So back to the Sony trying to buy Paramount thing. So right now, Paramount is in talks as a merger with Skydance, but there's several companies, like, waiting in the wings, and Sony's the big one. They're already in talks with Apollo Global Management to find out how they can acquire and buy Paramount. And if Sony buys Paramount, it would just be way too many titles underneath, like, one branch, because they would get everything Viacom, CBS, Paramount.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they would have a lot going on, especially with their relationship with Disney through whatever they got going on. And I'm sure Sony has a bunch of Fox stuff that Disney now holds, and that would be... I don't know how to feel about that.
Too much power.
Yep. We also got news that Terrifier 3 has finished filming. For everyone that can't wait for Terrifier 3, this one's supposed to be a Christmas movie.
Now, wait, did you like the
movie.
Terrifiers? I feel like you were forced into watching Terrifiers.
I haven't watched them, but I've watched multiple clips from them.
Because that's
just goofy.
Well, I've watched the first one. I never watched the second one. I never really had a desire to watch the second one. Mm. And the third one, Oh, wait a minute. This just in, folks. For those of you that don't listen or watch or whatever on Twitch, but we did just complete the 15,000 channel point community challenge.
No.
So for those of you that are just downloading this podcast on Spotify, you're like, what are you even talking about? Well, so we
Dude,
do this
the
on
pure
Twitch.
Excitement from Vince right now. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, I mean, the Twitch chat, if you're watching the video, that's what this is here.
If I knew what Vince looked like, I'd picture him somewhere just losing it.
The handful of people on YouTube and Facebook, you know, can comment here too, but that's what you're seeing here on the screen. They did it. They only had 2 days left, but they did it. I can't believe how they did it, but they did it. These sons of bitches, they did it. Wait, hang on. This is how you gotta go. Those sons of bitches, they did it. You know, it's like Jurassic Park, you know.
We could review that.
We could Jurassic. Yeah, sure we could. But anyway, what they get to do now, since they did it, they get to everybody that donated channel points. And Vince, can you figure out, you're a mod, can you figure out everybody that donated like major amounts of channel points to that? They all get to suggest a movie that we are going to have to review, which we'll probably do in a live watch along on Discord somewhere, maybe here in the studio. And then we will review the movie. But you guys get to pick it. And here's the deal. If you have donated a lot of points to this community event, you need to post in the chat what you want your choice to be. And then our channel mod, Vince, is going to make a poll. And then you guys have to vote on one that's going to win that poll.
You get to pick between Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
No, you don't.
Ghostbusters 1.
No, you don't.
Predator.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I mean, those are all good movies. But you don't get to, that's not how it works.
Conan the Destroyer. And
Barbarian only.
No, dude. The Destroyer has Bombata.
I mean, I know who. It has also has Wilt Chamberlain, but...
What's the fifth choice?
Treasure Planet.
The Elvira movie.
Treasure Planet's actually a pretty fun movie. I
haven't watched it since VHS.
Treasure Planet, like, there's two movies that always remind me of, like, Titan A.E., which I'm a big Don Bluth fan.
I haven't watched and, that like,
Titan
since
A.E.
the VHS,
and Treasure Planet always kind of make me think about the same thing.
Yeah,
but anyway,
that's true.
I'll let Vince handle this one in the channel on Twitch so we can continue on with the show. But congratulations, guys. You can, if you're not already on the Discord, throw it over there. Like, I think Ricerone threw out his choice. I'm throwing this one on Vince. He's gonna aggregate those, and it'll be in the poll here before we end the show. So, okay, news. Do we have any more news before we start talking about what's going on?
Go post the ideas in Discord. Yeah. The only other news is that we got a bit of a teaser trailer finally for Kalki 2898, the huge Telugu epic that is the highest budget Indian movie ever made. It has Amitabh Bachchan, it has Prabhas, it has Deepika Padukone. It's going to be like a Hindu epic in Telugu with Hindi stars, Tamil stars. It's going to be sick. A movie about Vishnu. So the teaser for that's out with a CGI de-aged Amitabh Bachchan.
Cooler one. Why do we have? Why does Vishnu always get all the attention?
Dude, there's like
Shiva,
hundreds of gods in Hindu. Yeah, we got Shiva stuff in Monkey Man.
I know.
The whatever Shiva's name is when Shiva combines and is the male female half and half, it has a much longer name to it, and I can't remember what it is.
Well, that sounds cool.
So that's out there. That's a cool teaser to watch. So I think that's it. Other than the Boy Kills World little trailer that was released, and by trailer they mean action scene for that. Old Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, trailers to trailers now.
Doing like a Turbo Kid looking thing.
Okay, well, if that's it for the news, let's talk about what's coming out in theaters this week. There's a handful of stuff. I don't know if this is going to get a wide release, but it's. I wanted to bring it up mainly because it has Jay Baruchel, who I really like. He's just. I saw him in a movie. What was it? That Netflix series FUBAR. I actually caught that not too long ago, and he was the nerdy boy. I don't know why I like him. I think it was that show. That was Man Seeking Woman and you know, and then of course How to Train Your Dragon, and then what was the other movie where it was like where he was like Lennon?
I don't remember that.
Oh, that was an older one.
He was in Knocked Up, and he,
hang on, I'll think about it.
It's, is in She's Out of My League, and he was in
The Trotsky. He was Leon Trotsky. It's called The Trotsky. And he played this character who was Leon, but looked like Trotsky. It was really, it was a good movie. It's like 2009. So
he was in Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder. Anyway, I like him. I think he's fun. But this movie is called Humane. It's about a movie. It's like on the wake of an environmental collapse that is kind of forcing humanity to kill 20% of its population. Kind of Thanosing. There's like a family dinner. Like erupts into chaos when this father's plan to enlist the government's new euthanasia program to his family kind of goes totally wrong, and
so like Ender's Game,
but like in a very kind of Naked Lunch, or you know like what's that other movie where all the guys are sitting around having the dinner. It's a famous movie. Come on, you guys. No, it's not Dinner for Schmucks because that one's stupid. But the other one that's famous, and it's like maybe Nine Angry Men or somebody angry. Whatever. I don't know. I've watched a lot of movies, and they all start to blend together in my head.
Dude, cooler than Jay Baruchel is Enrico Colantoni being in there.
Or Peter Gallagher, who always plays an asshole.
He does. But Enrico's always, he's a good actor, man.
He is a good actor. And so is Emily.
Please help us save our planet.
Emily Hampshire. She's always good in whatever she does. You don't see her in a whole lot of stuff, but she's pretty good as well. So that's coming out this week. You can check that out. Also coming out with Bill Skarsgård, which they just
released that new trailer for it.
Yep, it's directed by Mortiz Moore. It is called Boy Kills World, and it's. Kind of as here's the pitch. It says a fever dream action film that follows Boy, a deaf person with a vibrant imagination. When his family is murdered, he is trained by a mysterious shaman to repress his childish imagination and become an instrument of death. And I really miss the days when I could just show you the trailer and not get blocked on YouTube for it, because this movie looks really cool. It's from the producers of the Evil Dead remake and Barbarian. It's got Bill Skarsgård, who was in Barbarian. It's got Famke Janssen, who I don't know if you know her, but she was in another movie or TV series a long time ago with Bill Skarsgård. It was like Hemlock Grove or whatever. She's always really cool and always very nefarious.
She was also Jean Grey in the X-Men movies, and she was the lady that tried to kill James Bond with her legs in GoldenEye.
Yeah, she's super, super cool. Charlto Copley is in this, who's probably going to play like a very loud, like, you know, New Zealander, because that's just kind of or some sort of skeezy arms dealer or like whatever. He was in Monkey Man, which you reviewed recently. But this movie looks really cool. It looks fun. It looks very wild and exciting and interesting to see. So that's coming out, as well as Challengers. Challengers is coming out from director Luca Can you help me out here?
Guadagnino.
There we go. I'm already having trouble pronouncing things. But if you haven't already seen this is the new film with Zendaya. It is a movie about a former tennis prodigy turned coach married to a champion on a losing streak. And her strategy is for like her husband's redemption to face off against a former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend. So like, whoa, it's like Twilight, but with tennis, you know, it's like, are you team Mike or team Josh? Like, what's the, you know, and it's all 40 love when it comes down to tennis, you know.
That's the trailer's just lots of banging.
That's a tennis joke for anybody that's ever played. Do you guys know?
Play tennis on Wii.
But do you know when it in tennis, when a score is tied, it's called love? Right?
Okay. I just know that it says it whenever.
They can't all be good jokes, I guess. That's what the ricey is for. Okay, that's coming out in theaters this week. Also, what else is coming out? This certainly is not getting
Velvet Santa played weed tennis.
A Mia Jovovich movie, and Jennifer Hudson and Mia Jovovich and Sam Worthington. I don't think this is getting a theatrical release. I mean, maybe if it was 2014 it would get a theatrical release, but it's called Breathe. It is a about a mother and daughter barely surviving in an oxygenless world, must band together to protect each other when intruders arrive claiming to know their missing father. Written by Doug Simon, directed by Stefan Bristol. It looks like it's probably coming straight to DVD or DVD. This is how long I've been doing this show. It's VOD.
Did they still release DVDs at like Wally World though? Can you believe that? There's still DVDs when Blu-ray and HD DVD was now, I mean, almost 20 years ago?
It can't be that long, Jake.
Yeah, it's been at least like,
no.
What, 16?
No, I refuse.
16 to 17 years?
I refuse. It can't be. It can't be.
Coming home on VHS.
You know what's going to be funny? Just like vinyl, wouldn't it be funny if like movies started coming back out on VHS? You know, the other day when the Taylor Swift album dropped with like an overnight line in front of Block Street Records down on Block Street here in Fayetteville.
Is that what I thought it was? Record store day.
It was a lot. I think a lot of it was the Taylor Swift record as well. I don't know. When was Record Store Day? I
feel like Saturday.
Let me type into the machine.
Because I was like, why is there 4,000 people trying to get into the record store?
Record Store Day, not now, 2024, April 20th. So I guess it was also Record Store Day. But people were hanging out there. But all these things are on records. When are we going to like VHS Store Day? You know, I was thinking about doing, for those of you that are just listening to the podcast, don't know anything about us at all, is I really don't want my business. So I own this bar. It's called Pinpoint. It's like we have vintage pinball and skee ball, but we're also a cocktail lounge, right? But I never really want to lean into nostalgia. I don't have any TVs in there. I don't have like, hey, remember? Like, I don't have any of this bullshit in there.
You don't have one TV.
No, I don't have any TVs.
During Christmas, there's the one.
Oh, well, that doesn't count because I play. It's an old console CRT TV that plays black and white movies. That does not count. But I never wanted to go into nostalgia bait. But one thing that I would really, really love to do is maybe like on our back patio, have one of those like mini Blockbuster like newspaper machines that have like VHS and DVDs in there. I think that'd be really, really cool. But it would also be like, oh my God, so much nostalgia. And I don't want to like lean into that. So I kind of want to put that somewhere else that's away from like my brand. But I also kind of want to manage it because like the drive-in speaker box is also my brand. And I think that would be cool. And I have a lot of DVDs that I could stock it with. And Merle over on Twitch says, if anybody wants any CRTs, holla at your boy because he has some. I also have many. I mean, there's 1, 2, 3 that are like in the background right now just a rocking. So I got CRTs for days, y'all. Anyway, that's what's coming out in theaters this week.
Yeah, so, I mean, nothing interesting unless we get Boy Kills World, I guess, right?
And I feel like we probably will. We've been getting a lot of really weird movies lately.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go watch Sasquatch Poo Poo. What was it? Sasquatch Sunset?
Sunset.
Is that what we figured out earlier?
Sasquatch Sunset.
Yeah, but it's like they poop and pee and bang on each other and stuff, and they're all like Sasquatchy.
You like poo poo and pee pee movies,
huh? No. Are there more like that? I hope not.
.com.
I just saw that.
Let me just Google poo poo and pee pee movies for Jake.
Yeah, they were just like people, audiences walk out of the theater because Sasquatches poop. And I was like, well,
you poop into my butt.
Yeah.
And I'll poop into your butt.
Oh, back and forth.
Back and forth with the same poop forever.
Forever.
That's actually a really good, that's a quote from a very good movie, if you've never seen it. And it's way more innocent than I made it sound.
No, say it like, type it like how I said it.
Was that You, Me, and Everyone We Know? Like, that's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, Me and You and Everybody We Know.
Is Poo Poo Pee Pee Dot Pizza still work? Okay, that's a, here we go. Poo Poo Pee Pee Dot Pizza. I almost forgot about that. Oh, wait, Poo Poo Pee Pee. I guess I didn't renew it. Damn, I'll have to check my GoDaddy. Anyway, DJ Merle says, oh, if you're down with the moondocking, let me hear you say, what? Oh, man. Okay, that's what's coming out in theaters this week. Let's talk about the movie that we saw. We saw a movie, guys.
We did.
We watched one. It's time for us to review that for you. It is the new movie that you've seen the trailers for, based on a true story, directed by Guy Ritchie, who you all know, starring a bunch of people that you know. Henry Cavill, Alan Ritchson. You've got... Isa Gonzalez, you got Babs, you got Carrie Ells, you got who else is in this movie? Roy Kinnear, you've got who else is in this freaking movie, man? Henry Golding's in this movie, like it's a bunch of dudes that you've seen in other movies, all the peoples, right? And this is what they'd call an ensemble cast ish.
Okay, right? I was about to say because.
It's just enough people that you're like, wow, look at all these famous people. But then just enough people are like, I've never seen this person before.
Yeah, and just enough people where you don't get any of them on screen the amount of time that you would want them or for them to have some sort of build or character to them for you to be like, I like this guy. But there is more than enough of Asa Gonzalez's character overflowing in this movie.
Rice Aroni on Twitch said it's a some assembly required cast.
Yeah,
and that's a really good way of putting it.
So this is Guy Ritchie's Dirty Dozen, basically. And
it was loosely based on a true story. I mean, it was.
Yeah, loosely based on a true story. The only thing is, unlike something like Dirty Dozen, where you get to know the majority of the characters that are there and you're like, oh, this guy's cool or whatever. You get a little bit of Henry Cavill on screen.
What was the movie?
A little bit of Alan Ritchson being really cool but not talking much.
Dirty Dozen the movie that was basically a Seven Samurai Western?
No.
Or what's that movie?
You are thinking The Magnificent Seven.
The Magnificent Seven. Yes, this is also not that.
No, The Dirty Dozen, also based on real people and events and stuff like that. It was a Lee Marvin movie. It had Telly Savalas, and it had Charles Bronson, and it had several other very famous people from the 60s and 70s and all that.
But as Movie Albert on Twitch pointed out, it does show pictures of the real people.
At the end, yeah.
And this is where it is based in fact. It's like, you know, did Anders Lassen roll in with a bow and arrow and just like straight up murk 57 dudes like a Nordic monster in real life? Probably not. Did Henry Cavill like roll in and, you know, kick a door down with a silent machine gun and steal a Nazi jacket and laugh his way through nipple electrode friend heaven? Probably not. You know, did Isa Gonzalez like go into the sex dungeon of this Nazi crazy guy and then sing these? Probably not. But, you know, did they steal that boat? Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And they stole a boat. And everything else is Hollywood. To say it was not a good time, I'd be lying. It was a good time. Was it the time that I wanted it to be from Guy Ritchie? Not really.
Yeah.
Jake?
Yeah. And like, I mean, I really wanted the core characters because there's a group of four. And then it becomes a group of five, and they are these men that are sailing and journeying down the coast of Africa so that they can stop the onslaught of U-boats in the Atlantic that's preventing Britain from getting much-needed reinforcements and supplies and things like that. You know, sinking American ships, trying to supply Europe, and then sinking European ships trying to flee to the U.S. and things of like this. You know, it's a story of these soldiers sent on this mission, this secret mission.
The Ian Fleming and Winston Churchill,
right,
were you know, and this is what we talked about like last week, is they say that you know, Ian Fleming went on to write the James Bond novels. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like knows that, but they were like, oh, the legend has it that Gus March Phillips, who's played by Henry Cavill, is the character or the person that James Bond was modeled after. Mm-hmm. Is that true? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, Ian Fleming based it off of some buddy of his, you know, kind of a thing. But instead of getting, yeah, the guy that James Bond is based off of.
Or, I got no James Bond vibes.
Or like a Swedish monster, yeah, just carving through people.
And then they showed the real life picture of Anders Lassen, and he looked like this dude that I could beat up, and I'm a not strong person.
Right. But instead of any of that, you have the Aza Gonzalez and, yeah, Babs Olufsen McCune, like, combo that you're following, like, the whole movie. So instead of getting, like, these cool like soldier
Babs.
Dudes.
I do like Babs.
You have, like, the covert, like, sneaky people on the other end of things. And the main characters, Henry Cavill and Alan Ritchson and them, only show up to blow things up or shoot stuff. And they don't really get to be there much. And all of their scenes kind of fell flat for
me
because of it.
There was like two initial scenes. There was the scene of them at the very beginning, like on a boat.
Being, that was cool.
That was cool. And then there was a scene of Henry Cavill like getting the mission and like stealing cigars and like being an asshole. And you're like, okay, this guy kind of doesn't play by the rules. And then it's all of a sudden, like I think Velvet Santa said over on Twitch, it follows the "you son of a bitch, I'm in" kind of like model. And then it just rapid fires into, you know, the two characters that Jake just mentioned doing this sort of World War II subterfuge while this sort of hammer squad comes in and just blows shit up.
The pacing is, in this movie is very off. It is not on point.
Movie Albert mentions a score. I did really, really, really enjoy the music in this movie. It was quite good. They did a good job with I mean, the setting was great, the costumes are great, the music was great. I mean, it was Christopher Benstead who did the music to this movie. He did a fantastic job. The pacing just seemed off for a Guy Ritchie movie. I mean, the one thing that Guy Ritchie invented basically was the high octane heist. Like, that is his jam. And what he does well, and I think that's where I kind of got, like, I don't know, a little off kilter with this movie, is he's so good at introducing characters in heist of like, this is why this person's on the team. This is why this person, demolitions expert, frogman, you know, blah, blah, blah. And giving them the time, the screen time needed to show what they do best. And there was a handful of people that I still couldn't figure out what they actually did. Like the Henry Hayes character was just kind of like there going, yes, sir. And I'm like, why are you here?
Right.
And
that's what I'm saying. Like the whole team, the people in the trailer where you're like, I want to watch this movie. Like, you know, Henry Cavill and Alan Ritchson, you know, Henry Goulding, like being on some sort of action crusade or whatever, you don't get that at all. It comes and it goes, and it's every time you're like, well, now it's really starting to like be what I want it to be. They're like, but what if you got a little bit more of something completely different? You're like, no, I don't want that. I would like the action, please.
And the one thing that this movie showed me is I really just want to watch Henry Cavill and Alan Ritchson kill people for like a long time. Like, I could watch a whole movie of those two just dudes just doing this and be like, and then just killing a shitload of bad guys.
Yeah.
And like, that's fun. It's they're just like big hulking meat hammers of vengeance. And because they're just like, why is Alan Ritchson not Conan is what I want to know. I mean seriously, is that not a valid question? Why is he not a Conan? I would watch an Alan Ritchson led Conan way before I would watch any of the other like attempts that they've had. I would watch a King Conan with like Alan Ritchson being Conan's son. Like, let's go. Like, he is, I'm just so used to watching him thwart bad guys now. And of all the absolutely unobtainable, like, body dysmorphia giving actors that are out there, like, I'm still totally down for watching Alan Rickman, because he is so unobtainable as a body image that I feel like everybody is like, yeah, that's just for him. Like, no one's going to expect me to look like that ever. And so it's like, no, that's just reserved for this dude. That's Arnold. That's like a new Arnold. Hmm. Like, no one can be that, and which makes it cool. And Beelzebub Ding Dong on Twitch says he looks like Chunkhead but doesn't have Conan energy. Give him some long hair and one of them things, and maybe some of those stabby mitts that he had when he was like right after the Wheel of Pain. Yeah, and he's just like, my lord fought in the pits for a long ass time, and you know, then
is maybe... that what he says? Is that what Mako says?
Yeah,
for long ass time.
Until he got fed up with fucking all the bitches and killing all the bad guys.
Yeah.
Then he was set free into the wilderness.
Yeah.
Where he found Subutai, thief and archer, and they became buddies, eating sticks and taking drugs all across Aquilonia. Like, that was like the... Yeah, man.
That's how I remember the movie.
Exactly. Too, yeah. Anyway,
Conan just chewing on twigs. Just,
yeah, and then saw that dude like humping that camel and then punched it. And, you know, that's.
Not a dude humping.
What was going on in that scene where he like goes, ah, ha, 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 ha. And then the horse like started and he punched that camel. I'm pretty sure it was a dude having sex with a farm animal. Uh-huh. He was laughing. And then while he was laughing, he ran into the camel and he punched the camel. Because he was eating Black Lotus, the good stuff.
I don't remember.
Two warriors such as ourselves is Black Lotus, the good stuff. You remember that guy? He was wearing the hat. That was actually one of the like directors. I thought that was the director.
It's like a rabbit hat.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Anyhow, in this movie,
I'm saying Alan Richardson needs to be Conan.
The screen time that Alan Richardson had where he was doing action was very cool, but they did not let him become somebody that you were like excited for him to do that kind of a thing. You know, he would just show up, he would like kill some people to death for a minute, and then he was gone. And same thing with Henry Cavill. He would show up, comment on someone's jacket, shoot a unrealistically silent Sten gun, and then he would laugh about it some, and then he was done. And I think there was too much of the movie that was focused on the side characters that weren't part of the action.
The relationship between Aiza's character and Till Schweiger's character, who is like Heinrich Luhr, the like evil sex dungeon Nazi guy, I thought like went on a little too long. So yeah, that was a side plot, and then Babs having that relationship with the prince of wherever that town was. Mm-hmm. It's like none of that really, like, where's the team? That's not the team,
right? Yeah, you don't get enough of who you're there to see or anything, and it's like a movie that at the end it's like, this was, you know, based on real things. Here's what the real people look like. You know, and here's what happened in their lives. They went on to do this or whatever. And there wasn't enough of an anchor there with character creation to be invested in anything that they did. You know, you weren't worried about them getting hurt, especially Henry Cavill's character just standing there and bullets flying around him and him making no attempt to take cover. You know, so it was, they were a little invincible. They didn't really have any kind of character or human qualities to anchor them or make you care about it. And then they were just kind of there.
They were just there.
I don't know. It's hard to say because I like World War II movies. I like action movies.
War movies better than I like war movies.
Yeah, so. And I just, there wasn't anything here to care about other than Churchill. I feel like,
which, I mean,
Churchill was the only character that was
what
like,
a performance, though, because Roy Kinnear does not look like Winston Churchill at all in real life, and they did a really great job making him look like Winston Churchill.
Yeah, he was like the one character in the movie where you're like, oh, there's some substance to this person. There's some stakes here for this guy. Everyone else, it was no stakes except for, you know, the female character where they're like, this guy might punch you when he gets mad at you because he's an evil Nazi guy or whatever, you know, and that was all you really got out of it. So there was a lot of, I don't know. It wasn't paced right. I didn't get the character development that I wanted to see out of something. And then it just kind of went flat and was done.
And I'll agree. Like, I did not, you know, regret seeing this movie, and I would go see it again. And at the, well, I wouldn't go see it again, but I would recommend it as a fun action movie that has a little bit of historic like elements into it. But is it a great movie? No. Is it a great Guy Ritchie movie? You know,
I really don't feel like you have to watch it in the theater. There's none of the effects in it, visual effects that you're like, I got to see that on the big screen. This would
be a good streaming movie. Velvet Santa on Twitch asks, is it better than Snatch? No. I mean, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch are some of Guy Ritchie's finest. I mean, that's like what put him on the map.
Yeah.
And I still think he's trying really hard to recapture what everybody fell in love with those two movies. So, and he still really hasn't had a chance to do it. So, anyway, it's out there in theaters right now. You can check it out. It's, you know, it's not worth watching. I mean, right. It's a good movie.
I mean, and there's some fun scenes. Like, Alan Ritchson, when he is on screen, is good at what he's doing. I wanted more of his character, and you're not allowed that because they need you to see more of what's going on in the like side character side of things or whatever, you know, so you don't get to see as much of that character. But when he is there, he's like shooting 5 people with 1 arrow and stabbing 10 more with the same arrow, and then he carves people's hearts out. And he
finds that axe.
Yeah, and he like finds other weapons. You know, I mean, I really liked seeing Alan Ritchson in this movie.
We really liked seeing Jack Reacher in World War II.
Yeah, like
that's what we liked.
Jack Reacher without a conscience, like yeah. was very or without having to control himself from like hurting people was very cool. You know, Henry Cavill's character was fun at parts, but definitely lost the charm. And then
there wasn't enough development there.
The other 3 members of the team, why were they even there?
I got nothing out of there. Yeah.
You know, so there was a lot of that where the things that would have really helped this movie, you know, adding more character to it, or having the characters have some humanity and stuff there that you're like, oh yeah, this person, I'm rooting for this person, or, you know, I'm concerned for them. It's just not there. It's just lots of pew pews and boom booms and,
which know. Is good. It, when you need
it's
it.
It's fine.
It's good when you need it.
It's fine.
So, okay. Well, that's what's in theaters right now. You can check it out. And we need to tell you about the box office roundup because it is about that time for the last bit of the show. Jake's going to give you the box office roundup for the last weekend, which was April 19th through 21st, 2024. We're going to give you the top 10 movies in America. Domestic numbers. We'll throw in some worldwide numbers for some of those big ones. But for the most part, this is how we track what is getting greenlit and everything. And I don't know. Also, let me side rail here. Did Vince, is the poll, is it ready? Is there a poll going on for the movie that we have to review?
It's in the Discord. They're talking about it in the
Discord. Well, is the poll in the Discord or is the poll right here on Twitch? Because I feel like the poll needs to be here on Twitch so we can all take part, right? Because if more people take part in the poll than actually donated points, what if everybody just voted for their own response? We you know, that's not going to work. So we you know, let's get democratic about this thing. We have our parliament here, and then, you know, put the poll to the people. Yeah. Anyway, while that's happening, let's give this box office roundup number 10. What's going on?
All right, number 10, The First Omen from Disney. $1.8 million brought in by it, bringing its domestic total to just under $18 million at $17.85, and it's 3 weeks out. tough luck there. At number nine, Monkey Man dropping down the chart.
Last Omen.
Yeah. 2.3 million brought in by that one. 21.76, and it's 3 weeks out. Not bad for a movie that's been sitting in the can for, what, and 3 years?
It's currently, you can catch it online now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Also, one that was not everything that you thought it would be from the trailer. It's okay, but it's not going to knock your socks off or anything. Mm. And then at number eight, dropping from the number five spot, big drop, Dune Part 2. Just under $3 million brought in by it, but it's grossed nearly $277 million in the U.S. $696.6 million across the globe. I saw some news articles how Denny is already talking about what the script for number three is.
Because, he better. Almost $1 billion, my guy.
Yep. And then at number seven, dropping from the number three spot, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, 5 weeks out. I'm surprised to see it in the top ten in with being 5 weeks out.
I know, same.
Just under $4.5 million brought in by Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire for $103 million in the U.S. Only $73 million brought in outside.
I guess
outside.
Ghostbusters is purely American. People are like, yeah, you know, I guess Americans like this. We'll go see it.
Yeah, it must be. And then at number six, Kung Fu Panda 4, hanging in there in its seventh week out. $4.7 million for it, $180 million in the U.S., $481 million Damn. Total globally.
Damn. For watching Jack Black as a panda fart. And we're like, yo, dude, 400, let's give it $400 million.
Yeah. And then something surprising to see here, at the number five spot, an anime movie, Spy X Family Code White, $4.8 million brought in by that one in its first opening week from Crunchyroll, $51 million brought in across the world. Is that just Japan or is it?
Probably, yeah.
Probably. So not bad for an anime movie. Are you
wearing a Yu Yu Hakusho shirt?
I sure am, dude. Yeah.
I was like, I recognize this.
Yeah. It has, Yusuke and Hiei on there. Plus, I like this lilac color. I've been getting so many compliments on the
color
of my t-shirt. But yeah, I've never heard of that anime, so good job for it.
Spy X Families, I've not watched it, but I've heard of it. It's on my list, yeah.
Yeah, good for it. And then opening at the number four spot, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Just under $9 million for its opening in the U.S.
Not a great opening.
No, but I did see that it's doing better than what they expected it would. Like, it's honestly doing better than what they had anticipated.
I mean, and Lionsgate isn't a huge studio either, so it's not like Universal, Sony, or Disney throwing something out there.
Well, and most of this movie is on, like, small sets. Or it's on boats. Mm-hmm. I doubt there's too much CGI in it other than like one or two scenes. So I imagine their budget wasn't like super
monstrous.
Yeah. And then at number three, staying in the top three, Godzilla, X-Kong, New Empire, $9.5 million brought in this past week. And it's 1 month out. It's brought in 171.7 in the U.S., another 315 across the world, bringing it to $487 million. So
in just 4 weeks.
Yep.
Nice.
I think I saw a thing that said that it's the second best, like second highest grossing monster verse movie behind Skull Island or whatever, which I guess the Kong movies make more money than the Zilla movies.
Which...
Who knew?
And then kind of makes me sad.
Opening at the number two spot, one that I figured you might go watch.
I didn't have enough time to go see it.
Abigail.
I've got my own like pirate haunted movie set that I'm building right now. So yeah, but I wanted to go see this. I might try and catch it by the next week if what is it? Sasquatch Sunset. I don't go see that. But.
Was it even there? I didn't see it. Abigail opened at the number two spot with just under... Oh, okay. Sasquatch Sunset, number 14. Just under $10.5 million in its opening week. So, you know, it's there. It looked fun.
It did.
And then,
but this holding, is the surprising. This is really surprising.
It is holding the top spot. Civil War, another $11 million brought in by it, bringing its 2-week total in the U.S. up to just under $45 million.
And I mean, you take into consideration, it made about another $4.5 million. Like, it's hit its budget back. Hmm. Like, it had a production and distribution budget of $50 million. It is at $49 million right now. Probably one of the most successful A24 films, which is really interesting considering I saw it, I reviewed it. Not one of my favorite A24 films. Good movie, but I do think it's leaning into a lot of people that are just like, man, I want to see what's all the fussing and fighting about. I want to see what side I'd be on. And then they see this really sad character drama about a woman, like, hating her life's choices, and they're like, I don't know if I feel right after watching this movie.
I just want to give a shout out to Night Owlishly for saying, if I have to pick right now, I'm just going to pick original Conan so that we can talk about Conan some more.
Yeah, I'll review that's a good Conan. Pick. So yeah. For those of you that aren't a part of Twitch and all of that jazz, if you're on Facebook or Spotify or wherever you're listening, the Twitch viewers, I guess they're taking it to Discord. They're debating. They're going to figure it out. They're going to let us know what movie we have to review next. So they're going to, it might be a few days, they said, but we'll, that's why you need to get on Twitch. That's why you need to subscribe. That's why you need to follow us.
And Vince here is pointing out that Ghibli Fest is starting up soon. Spirited Away will be in theaters April 27th through May 1st. That's this weekend. This weekend to mid next week. Also,
it's one of the best parts about summer.
Be hosting the extended cuts of all three Lord of the Rings movies. Good. Last time Fathom Events did Lord of the Rings movies in the theaters. They missed.
Which one was it?
Two Towers.
Mm. The one in the middle.
Yeah. I tried watching them. I went and I watched Fellowship, and I was super jazzed. And then Two Towers did not show. And then they just kind of sneaked one showing of Return of the King in. So we got hosed here locally for us. So I only got to watch Fellowship of the Ring in the theater once again. But the extended cut, you know. So, yeah, if they do that, I'm going to be there June 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Are you
going to
just go see the towers, or are you just going to do it all over again?
Yeah, I'll do all three. I mean, I'll watch those every now and then anyhow.
Nice. You know, I haven't seen them in a while, so this would be really fun for me, but I know I'm not going
to
have
time
for that.
I need to get the 4K. I have the, 15-disc Blu-ray set of Lord of the Rings, but I need to get the 4K. So that it have like the best visuals.
Well, right on, guys. Well, that is it. We're out of time. We got to wrap things up. Thanks for tuning in. We'll carry everything over to Discord for discussions about what movie you guys have. You've won. You've chosen. You've donated the points. We put it out there. You stepped up to the call. You only had 2 days left, but we will figure that out. And that'll probably be a whole separate episode, a whole separate thing. So shout outs to Merle. You're welcome for the show. Shout outs to everybody that's been watching us on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. You can subscribe and like wherever it is you choose. But we like the Twitch. It's a lot of fun. But if you don't want to mess with any of this video stuff, you can always download this podcast wherever it is you download podcasts. Just search for the Drive-In Speaker Box podcast, and there is a hyphen there in Drive-In. Just learn how to spell and you'll find it. So all right, any parting words there, Jake, or are you done too?
Party on, dudes.
That's right. Be excellent to each other. We'll see you guys next week.
As you leave the theater, folks, please be careful. Don't let this happen to your car. Be sure to remove the speaker before you leave. If you should accidentally pull a speaker loose, please turn it in at our snack bar or box office. Thank you.